We are up to Simen Mem Hei, the last Simen in Hilchas Tefillin, and we will be doing the entire Simen. Aleph, Osir Lichnos Beveis HaKfaris Obetoch Arba Amish Shel Meis Utfillin Barosho Mishum Loeg LaRosh. The halach of Loeg LaRosh is that you are not supposed to in any way be teasing, I guess, the poor man, the man that cannot do what you can do. What you're doing is wearing Tefillin Beveis HaKfaris and showing off to the deceased that you can fulfill the mitzvah of tefillin while they cannot. This is a sensitivity that we learn out of the pasuk of Loeg LaRosh Charefeisehu, and a person has to learn to be sensitive to that, and it's an isser. It's an actual isser. Now, in this isser, the Mechaber says, Beveis HaKfaris, O Betoch Arba Amish Shel Meis. What is considered Beis HaKfaris? What is considered Arba Amish Shel Meis? Exactly what is usser? So, first of all, within 4 amas of a kever is aser, even if it's an isolated kever, or within 4 amas of a mace. Now, how about a cemetery? So some hold that if it's within the wall, the gates of a cemetery, of a Beis HaKfaris, that is aser all over the place. The Mishneh Berurah brings the different opinions, and his maskana, as well as in the Bir Halacha, is as follows. If you're talking about a part of the Beis HaKfaris where there are no kfarim, meaning it's at the very beginning or the very end of the Beis HaKfaris, so there, if it's not within 4 amas of where the kfarim start, it is mutter to wear tefillin. However, if it's in the middle of the Beis HaKfaris, where there are kfarim all around, it just so happens that there's a little clearing and you have more than 4 amas to the nearest kever. There, we would call that in the middle of a Beis HaKfaris, and it is not right to wear tefillin there. So one cannot wear tefillin in the middle of a Beis HaKfaris, even though he is not within 4 amas of a kever, whereas at any end of the Beis HaKfaris, if it is not within 4 amas of where the kfarim are beginning, one is allowed to wear tefillin. In the case of a Beis HaKfaris, the Mishneh Berurah says that it's still right not to wear tefillin because we're afraid that one is going to come close to the area where the kfarim start. So even though it's mutter mi'ikar adin, he says it's a good idea not to put on tefillin there. In the case of a mace that is situated inside a room, so the Mishneh Berurah brings 2 dais with regard to whether or not the room is considered as if it's one big dalet amis, and it would be also to wear tefillin in the entire room. He brings a machlokas in this. And he says also that there's a din of loeg LaRosh, even if it is the kever, rachmana litzlan, of a child who didn't wear tefillin, nevertheless, loeg LaRosh there is there because you're showing that this is something he cannot fulfill. Siv beis, beveis hamerchatz, a totally different halacha. What is the din of wearing tefillin in a bathhouse? So, but beis hachitzon shekol ha'omdim bohem levushim. If we're talking about the outer chamber, the room where everyone is fully dressed, yochol laniach sham tefillin l'chadchila, it is mutter to even put on one's tefillin over there. But beis ha'emtsoi, what is the beis ha'emtsoi? So, the way the Mishneh Berurah explains it, the minhag in the bathhouse was that what people used to do is they would partially undress in the beis ha'emtsoi, but they weren't totally undressed there. So he says in the beis ha'emtsoi, shemiktzas bnei adam omdim shom levushan umiktzasan arumim, ein yochol anichan lechatchila. You are not to put the tefillin on their lechatchila. Nimhayu barosho ein tzarech lechalzim, but you don't have to remove them. Mishneh Berurah says that this is not talking about where there was someone there who was undressed. We're talking about when everyone there is dressed, but it's the kind of place where some people would be undressed. So over there, the halachi is that one does not have to remove them. The inner room, where people generally are not clothed, the halacha is, even though there's no one there, it is usur to wear to be there with his tefillin on. Now, the Mishneh Berurah says that this is talking about a merchatz. A merchatz is a public bathhouse which generally has an odor. Therefore, the inner chamber, even if there's nobody there, the halacha is that that is not a place where one is allowed to wear tefillin altogether. The Mishneh Berurah brings down that in the case of a mikvah, it is not so. It would not have such an odor. But he says that we are mistopic in the case where the water is heated, where there it'll get the same halacha as the bathhouse, because eventually it will have an odor. In which case, one would not be able to wear tefillin, even if previously he was wearing before he got in there. So the halacha, the way it comes out, is if you're talking about wearing tefillin in front of someone who's undressed, that is aser. If you're talking about a place that is a public bathhouse or a mikveh where the water is warmed. There, where the water is warm, the halacha is that one cannot wear tefillin altogether. If you're talking about a beis achitzon, where generally people sometimes are clothed and sometimes not, even though there's nobody there, you couldn't put on your tefillin, but you can wear your tefillin there. Whereas in the outer chamber, it is mutter to actually put on tefillin.